From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for a bombing suspect. The suspect is believed to be involved in the bombing of the Brussels airport, one of three explosions in the city Tuesday, all claimed by the Islamic State group. The attacks killed 30 people and wounded 130. Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have boosted security at their airports. U.S. officials are calling for renewed calls for a defeat of the Islamic State group. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. and its allies will do everything they can to protect their nations. New York and Washington authorities boosted security patrols in the wake of the attacks. The U.S. Embassy in Brussels is recommending Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it is time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations. Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from the El Gran Teatro de Havana with Cuban President Raúl Castro seated in the balcony directly across from him. After the speech, both leaders left the crowded theater to standing ovations. Mr. Obama next traveled to the U.S. Embassy, where he met with Cuban dissidents and members of civil society. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou leading for a landslide, heading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote, with about three-quarters of the constituencies counted. The commission put voter turnout at 61%. This is VOA News. A Russian court Tuesday found captured Ukrainian pilot Nadiya Savchenko guilty of complicity in the murder of two Russian journalists. It sentenced her to 22 years in a Russian prison. Savchenko denies involvement in the deaths of the journalists, saying cell phone records indicate she was captured by pro-Moscow militants prior to the journalists' deaths. Savchenko also insists she was subsequently kidnapped and taken into Russia against her will. Voters in three western U.S. states are headed to the polls Tuesday for presidential nominating elections, with the leading contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, looking to boost their leads in the race to win their party's nominations. Political surveys indicate Trump appears likely to win in Arizona over his two remaining rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The outcome is in doubt in Utah. Pre-election polls there show Cruz in the lead. In the Democratic contest, the opinion polls show that Clinton is poised to win in Arizona, but is engaged in close contests with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in both Utah and Idaho. Russia has warned it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring violations. The World Health Organization reports there is growing scientific evidence that the Zika virus is linked to microcephaly, a brain disorder in children, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and several other severe disorders of the central nervous system. Lisa Schlein reports.
The body of scientific knowledge about the virus is building rapidly. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the more that is known about the Zika virus, the worse things look.
A pattern has emerged in which initial detection of virus circulation is followed within about 3 weeks by an unusual increase in cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Detection of microcephaly and other fetal malformations comes later.
WHO reports 6,480 cases of microcephaly are suspected, mostly from northeast Brazil. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Officials in South Sudan's Morobo County say gunmen have kidnapped three Sudan People's Liberation Army wildlife officers in the new Ye River State on Sunday. They said the gunmen also stole dozens of machine guns. Officials say this is the first such incident in that county since fighting broke out in 2013 and spread across the country. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.